Right, today's daf is Menachos Daf Gimel. We left off on the bottom of Daf Beis Amid Beis, and as we mentioned yesterday, Daf Beis and Daf Gimel is really one big sugya, so it all comes together. So let's recall what we were in the middle of discussing yesterday. Our Mishnah had begun the Masechta by talking about if you do a mincha shelo lishma, is it going to be kosher or is it going to be pasul? So we said in general the karbon is kosher, but it's not ola lebailu l'shem chova. A person is not going to fulfill his chiyuv with it, with two exceptions, the minchas chote and the minchas knos, where when done shalol lishma, it's going to be absolutely pasul. Yet, the Gemara had said, we have two different brises where Rabbi Shimon's shita is recorded. In the second of those two brises, Rabbi Shimon conforms 100% to our Mishnah, that when you do shalol lishma, it's going to be kosher, but not a little b'ilum shem chava, except for by the chote and the knos, where it's not kosher at all. But in the first of those two brises, Rabbi Shimon seemed completely against our Mishnah, because in the first of those two brises, Rabbi Shimon says that kol ha-menachos shenikmetsu shelo lishman are ksheros and alu lebailu l'shem chova. Unlike a zevach, a mincha that's done shelo lishma is absolutely kosher and absolutely alu lebailu l'shem chova. So we pointed out yesterday, to reconcile this stira in Shitas Rabbi Shimon, we're going to have three shitos. One is the shita of Rabba, which we already learned yesterday, that there's a difference between Shinoi Kodesh versus Shinoi Bailim, meaning there's a difference between when your Shalol Lishma is so obviously and clearly wrong based on your actions, that when you're doing something that makes it so obvious and clear that you're, what you're saying of what your Machshava is totally off, then we could ignore your Machshava and the carbon's going to be kosher. That's the first Brisa. But when your Machshava Shalol Lishma is not so obvious, it's not so clear that it's going against your actions, then that machshav is going to be something that has to be dealt with, and therefore it's going to be able to passel the karban. That is the shita of Rabba. The entire Amud Aleph is going to be attacking the shita of Rabba. We're going to come up with 9, 10, 11 different kashas from, wait a second, don't you have all of these cases where it's so obvious that your shalol lishma is wrong, and nevertheless we still say your shalol lishma passels from all sorts of different karbanos. So that's going to be the entire Amud Aleph. On Amud Beis, we're going to introduce how Rava reconciles, how Rava resolves the stira between the two shitos of Rabbi Shimon, how Rava holds that if the mincha is done l'shem zevach, it won't work l'baylum l'shem chova, but if it's done l'shem another mincha, it will work, meaning depending how far off your shalol lishma is, if it's within the world of mincha, then it's okay. But once you're doing a mincha l'shem zevach, that's way off, and that's going to passel. And we're also going to have Rav Ashi's way of reconciling the two shitos of Rabbi Shimon, the two brises of Rabbi Shimon, where Rav Ashi explains that a mincha's machvas l'shem marcheshes is good because it doesn't mean anything, but l'shem minchas marcheshes, if you just change the name of the kli, then that's okay. But if you change the name of the karban, that's not going to be okay. And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to explain why each of these three amoraim didn't hold of the answers of the other two amoraim, what the weak point is in each of the approaches to answering the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Now on Amud Aleph, as we're going through all of these attacks on Rabba's approach that we learned about yesterday, so we're going to come across a number of interesting topics. If Kachim Kalim are slaughtered in the north, when Kachim Kalim are shechted in the south, l'shem kachim kachim, is that something that's considered obvious that you're saying I'm doing it l'shem kachim kachim, but you're shechting it in the south part of the Azar, and kachim kachim is shechidasim? Do we consider that to be something that's obvious? Or will people say, no, it's not so obvious that it's really Kachim Kalim. Maybe you're just making a mistake and you're shechting it in the wrong part of the Azara. We're going to discuss, an animal that's the wrong age or the wrong gender for that carbon, is that an obvious mistake? Is that something that everyone's going to realize that obviously when you're saying that you're bringing a female and you're saying that it's L'shem Ola and Ola's only a Zachar, is that something that's obvious that everyone's going to realize realize that L'shem Ola doesn't mean anything. The Gemara is going to keep on attacking this Shita of Rabba. So let's begin. Again, we're holding on right after the parentheses, I guess. Right after the parentheses, about 8 lines from the end of the page, on Daf Beis and Beis. And what we're trying to do over here is we are attacking the Shita of Rabba. Again, Rabba held that whenever your Machshava Shalol L'shma is so obviously incorrect, it's so obviously wrong, anyone who's looking will know that what you're saying is that it doesn't conform to what you're actually doing, then we can ignore that machshava. The carbon is going to be kosher. It's a little counterintuitive that when your machshava is really bad, then it's going to be kosher. But if your machshava is close enough that it might conform to your actions, and it's machshava shalol shema, that's when it's going to passel the carbon. So ask the Gemara kasha number one on this. And by the way, and the svarif Rabbi Shimon, we said is Rabbi Shimon is doresh taima dekra, that a machshava that lo minkra passel, that will passel machshava de minkra does not passel, meaning Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon had a pasuk that indicated that a machshava shalol lishma will passel, but he limited it to those types of machshava shalol lishma that aren't obvious. If you have a pasuk that tells you, how can you start limiting the din of the pasuk? Because that's Rabbi Shimon's doresh taima dekra. That's what we concluded with yesterday, that Rabbi Shimon holds that since it's that once you understand the reasoning for the pasuk, the reasoning can actually affect the halacha. And that's a broad shas topic where Rabbi Shimon holds this unusual shita of doresh taima darshino and taima dekra, that the reason that we're able to figure out for the pasuk, even though the pasuk doesn't say the reason, but we're able to figure out the reason from the pasuk, that is actually going to affect the halacha. It's darshinan, as in Yud Gimel Midos Shatora Nidreshes Ben. You could derive halacha from Taima Dekra. We don't pass in like Rabbi Shimon. We pass in Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Yud Gimel Midos Shatora Nidreshes Ben. None of them is Taima Dekra. None of them is the reason of the pasuk. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us when the Torah tells us the reason for a din, then even the Chachamim hold darshinan Taima Dekra. Right? Rabbi Shimon only holds the great chiddush of Rabbi Shimon is when we're able to figure out the reason for the din, but the Torah never told it to us, that even then he's Dorish Taima Dekra. Everyone would agree if the Torah tells you the Taima Dekra, that you're able to be Dorish the Taima Dekra. That the Gemara tells us in Masech Sanhedrin. Rav Shechter points out in Eretz HaTzvi that you even have such a similar din by Dinim Derabanan. Sometimes we say by Din Derabanan that, oh, the reason for the din doesn't apply anymore, mele the din doesn't apply anymore. But most of the time we don't say that. Most of the time by Din Derabanan we say that even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, the din still applies. Even though it's batal tam, the din is still going to apply. So when do we say one way, when do we say the other way? So he suggests that it's based on called the Tikkun Rabban Kendar Isa Tiknum, that just like on a Dar Raisa level, when the Torah gives the reason, so we could be Dorish time in the crown, we could say if the reason doesn't apply, the din doesn't apply. But when the Torah doesn't give the reason, the din always has to apply. So the same might be true with Takanas Rabbanan. If we could just figure out what the original formulation of the Takana was, that when the Rabbanan included the reason in the formulation of the Takana, then we would say, okay, if the reason doesn't apply, then the Takana doesn't apply, because the reason is a core part of the Takana. It's ki'ilu, it's kosov into the Takana, it's written into the Takana. But when the reason is just something that we happen to know, but it's not written into the Takana, then we would assume that the Takana is going to apply no matter what, that the Gzeiro or Takana is going to apply regardless of whether the reason still applies or not. Okay, but says the Gemara now, Ela Me'ata, if Rabba is correct, if you do a malika of an olas ha'of on the top half of the mizbech, and you do it shalol l'shma, you do it l'shem chatas ha'of, you know what? It should work. That shalol l'shma shouldn't ruin your karban, because it's so obviously wrong. What you're doing makes it obvious that it's an olas ha'of. Because if it were a chatas ha'of, you wouldn't be on the top half of the mizbeach, you would be on the bottom half of the mizbeach. So we should ignore your shalol l'shma and say that it's kosher. So says Gemara, no. Atu chatas ha'of lemala milesa. Is it so obvious that it's not a chatas ha'of just because you're lemala? No, chatas ha'of could be done lemala. Hamar malika b'kal makom b'mizbeach sheira. Malika could be done at any on any part of the mizbeach. Malika's kosher on any part of the mizbeach. In fact, there's even a machlokas rishonim. Does malika need to be done on the mizbeach at all? Is it b'kol makom b'mizbeach kshera or malika b'kol makom ba'azara kshera? That anywhere in the azara is going to be kasher. The Ravid's shita in Maseches Kinin is that midrabanan you need malika dafka on the mizbeach so that it could be close to the makom azara, so you could still have dama nefesh in the bird when you do the sprinkling of the dam on the mizbeach. But the Bala Ma'or over there, Maseches Kinim, disagrees, and he holds that there is no makom in the Azara that Malika has to be done. Kol makom b'mizbeach doesn't mean kol makom b'mizbeach, it means kol makom ba'azara. In the Tosefta, in the Tosefta writes, Chatos of Shemalka b'kol makom ba'azara is kosher, and the Gra is magia. The Gra changes the word of the Tosefta to kol makom b'mizbeach kshera. So that's a goof of this machlokas rishonim, right? Does it have to be done on the mizbeach dafka? But clearly says the Gemara, it doesn't have to be done in any given spot of the mizbeach. So therefore, when you have a machshava of an olas ha'of, that you're doing it l'shem chatas ha'of, that is a machshava that is not so obviously incorrect. It's not so obviously against your actions, and therefore it's going to be a machshava that will passel your karban. So ask the Gemara a second challenge. Olas ha'of shemitza dama l'mala l'shem chatas ha'of. What if you do the squeezing out of the blood of the olas ha'of on the top half of the mizbeach, and you say that it's l'shem chatas ha'of? So tiratza, it should be valid that your machshava shlo l'shma shouldn't affect you. Why? Because maaseh mochich nalad olas ha'of. Anyone looking at what you're doing is gonna obviously know that it's really an olas ha'of, not a chatas ha'of. Di chatas ha'of l'mata hava avila, and the girsa on the side over here in the Hagos Tzadikuf, I'm not sure what Tzadikuf is. Vazahu Avila. And you're doing, and if it were a chatas, you wouldn't be doing mitzvah, you would have to do azah first. So there are two things. First of all, the wrong spot on the mizbeach. The chatas will be the matav avila. If it were a chatas, it would be done on the bottom half of the mizbeach. And if it were a chatas, you would have to do azah and then a mitzvah, not just straight to a mitzvah. So it's obvious that it's an ola. Everyone should be able to recognize that it's an ola. And therefore, your machshava l'shem chatas shouldn't have any impact whatsoever. So the Gemara says, "No, Amri, it's not so obvious. Amri dilma mitzvah de basar hazahu. When people see you squeezing out the blood, they don't know that you didn't already do a hazah. Maybe they'll think that you already did hazah. Netake is a chatas. Damar mar. And as far as the other issue that it's in the wrong spot on the mizbeach, well, damar mar mitzvah dama b'kol makam b'mizbeach kshera. The mitzvah can be done on any part of the mizbeach." So it's not going to be so obvious that this is really an ola and not a chatos just because you're doing it on the top half of the mizbeach. Mitzvah can be done on any part of the mizbeach. So that's why it's going to be possible in that case. Says the Gemara, a third challenge. Chatos ha'of shehiza dama limata l'shem ola sa'of tiratza. That let's say you take an actual chatos ha'of, you sprinkle the blood on the bottom half of the mizbeach, but you say you're doing it l'shem ola sa'of. So shouldn't that work as a chatas? Because the fact that you're saying you're doing l'shem ola sa'of is so obviously a lie. It's so obviously incorrect. D'maaseh mochichan aleha. All of your actions scream chatas ha'of. So I don't care that you're saying that you're doing l'shem ola sa'of. D'chatas ha'ofi. Maaseh mochichan aleha. D'chatas ha'ofi. Why? D'i ola sa'ofi. If it were really an ola sa'of, l'mal hava avala. You should be doing it lamala, and you shouldn't be doing a hazai. You should only be doing a mitzvah on an olas ha'of. Says Mar Hachinami, you're right. If you do a chatas ha'of lamata l'shem olas ha'of, you're doing a hazas chatas ha'of lamata l'shem olas ha'of. Of course, your machshava shalol shema will not passel. Your machshava can be completely ignored because your machshava is going against everything that you are doing. Ela l'fi she'ein ha'menachos domos l'zvach. Rabbi Shimon only said that a mincha shalol lishma is going to be kosher because it's the shalol lishma is so obviously incorrect by a mincha, and by a zevach shalol lishma it's going to be possible because it's not so obvious. He never directly addressed what about an oaf. He spoke about a mincha and a zevach. So says Gemara, we've been assuming that oaf has been in the same category of zevach, that it's going to be possible when he you do it shalom l'shma, but maybe in a chinami. The oaf is like a mincha, right? That the oaf would be like a mincha shalom l'shma, where it's not so, where sometimes by an oaf, it is obvious from what you're doing that it's completely off, that the shalom l'shma is totally wrong, and therefore it's going to be, where it's not so obvious, and therefore where it is obvious that what you're doing is totally wrong, and since it is obvious that we're doing is totally wrong, it's ein achinami, it's going to be kosher. So says the Gemara, okay, so we have to limit our challenges to Rabba in the world of Zvachim. Now we can no longer ask from Ofo. So we got all the Of questions out of the way, and we sort of conceded that, yeah, from Of, you're not going to be able to ask, because maybe Rabbi Shimon includes Of in his Chiddush. So now every challenge that we're going to have, the rest of the Amud, is going to have to be from the world of Zvachim. So says the Gemara, Kadshe Kachim Sheshachtan B'tzafon L'shem Kachim Kalim Lirtu. We should say that if you Shecht Kadshe Kachim in the northern part of the Azara, but you say you're doing it L'shem Kachim Kalim, it should be a valid Karban, because it's obvious that it's not kachim kalim. Masay and mochichan aleim de kachim kachim ninu. Everyone could see that it's obviously clearly kachim kachim, because the kachim kalim bedarim avavadu. If it were kachim kalim, you'd be doing it bedarim. You wouldn't be doing it betzafon. You'd be shechting it in the southern part of the Azara. Says Gemara, emer damer rachmana af bedarim. Bedarim v'lo betzafon miyamar. Wait, the fact that you shecht something betzafon, that's mochiach that it's kachim kachim? No. Kachim kachim has to be betzafon. Kachim Kalim, though, could be anywhere in the Azara. Normally it's Badarum, because it doesn't have to be Batzafon, but it could be Batzafon. Also, there's no din that Kachim Kalim cannot be Batzafon. Ditnan, Shchitason, Bechal Mokom Bazara. Right? The Mishnah tells us that so the Shchita of Kachim Kalim is anywhere in the Azara. Hard to understand what the Havamina was even in the Gemara. The Gemara really thought initially that Kachim Kalim can only be shechted in the Darum and not in the Tzafon. I mean, this is something we say every single morning. So this is not, you know, this should not be Zezim Mokoman. This should not be a great Chiddush. There's no machlokas about this. So that's what Tosos points out in Dibra Maskel D'I. What the Havamin is, that the Maksha must have known that Shechitas Kachim Kalim is kosher anywhere in the Azara. But the Maksha thought that L'chadchila, you shouldn't Shecht Kachim Kalim B'tzafon. It's kosher if you do, but L'chadchila you shouldn't. Why? Because if you Shecht Kachim Kalim B'tzafon, people might make the mistake of thinking that your Kachim Kalim is really Kachim Kachim. And therefore, L'chadchila, you should stick to the Darom for Kachim Kalim. And if that's the case, that's considered a Maisa Mochiach when you shechted betzafon, so much so that because of this preference that lechachili should do bedarom, when you shecht kachem kalim betzafon, it's a meisim ochiach that it's not really kachem kalim, that it's really kachem that you're shechting. And then the metarets of the Gemara says, nah, lechachili you could shecht kachem kalim, even lechachili you could shecht it wherever you want. We're not concerned that just because you're shechting betzafon, people will automatically assume it's kachem kachem. Nah, even lechachili, kachem kalim can go wherever you want. Okay, challenge number five. Says the Gemara, "Kachim kalim sheshachtan bedarum l'shem kache kachim lirtzu." If you shecht kache kalim in the Darum where they belong, and you say you're doing l'shem kache kachim, your machshava should be ignored, and it should be a perfectly valid karban. Why should your machshava be ignored? Because ma'aseim lochichna lein the kachim kalim ninu. It's obvious from what you're doing that it's kache kalim and not kache kachim. Di kache kachim b'tzafon avavadlu. Because if it were kache kachim, you would be doing it in the north, not in the south. So says Gemara, Amri kache kachim ninu u'me'avru da'avar v'shachadu b'da. No, people aren't going to assume that it's really kachim kalim just because you're doing it in the south. People might assume that when you say it's l'shem kachim kachim, that it really is kachim kachim, and you're just violating the halacha. You're shechting it in the wrong place. You're shechting it in the south when it really needs to be in the north. It's not going to passel the karban in that way. So people might think that ma'avar hudavarlu, which is an interesting idea. When exactly do we say that? When do we say that people assume that everyone is cheskas kashrus and they're going to do what they're supposed to be doing? And when do we say say that no, people are going to assume that really it is kachay kachim, but you're doing an avera. So that the Rishonim have to work on. So says the Gemara, ihachi. Once you're going to tell me such a svara that people are going to are going to assume that you're just that you're just violating the halacha and you're shechting kachay kachim in the darum ihachi machvas l'shem marchesh esnami. So then we should say the same thing. If you take a kmitza of a minchas machvas and you say that you're doing it l'shem marcheshes, we should say that it's not maseh mochichem aleha. We should say that it's not so obvious that your machshava is off base, because haydeka kametz la marcheshes, because someone who sees the kohen being kometz this machvas l'shem marcheshes, Omar will say haybe marcheshes nadar. It must be that the noder took a neder to bring a minchas marcheshes. The fact that I see that it's in a machvas and not a marcheshes, he's violating the halacha. He must be just doing it wrong and he's bringing it in a machvas, but really, in a chinami, it really, really is a minchas marcheshes. So says Gemara, no, hasam, by the machvas l'shem marcheshes, kinami b'marcheshes nadar, even if you did take the initial neder, l'shem marcheshes, ki maisi lo b'machvas, when you bring it in a machvas, machvas havya, it actually changes. It becomes a minchas machvas. You see, when you have kachim kachim and you shecht it badarum, it doesn't become kachim kalim. But when you bring a minchas machvas in a machvas, it becomes a minchas machvas. And there, k'ditnan, and how do I know that? Because we have a Mishnah way at the end of the Masechta where the Mishnah is going to say, ha'omer, harei alai b'machvas. If a guy says, I commit to bring a karban mincha b'machvas, vehevi b'marcheshes, and he brings it instead in a marcheshes, or b'marcheshes. A guy says, harei alai b'marcheshes, vehevi b'machvas, but he brings it in a different type of pan, in a machvas. Mashehevi hevi. What he brought is a kosher carbon, but v'yidei nidra lo yatzeh, he just still owes the other type of carbon, meaning if he committed to bring a marcheshes, but then he brought it in a machvas, yeah, so what he brought actually becomes a minchas machvas. He still owes a minchas marcheshes. He still has to bring a minchas marcheshes. So even if the person who's watching is going to think that the bailin was no derbe marcheshes, since what he's doing is clear that it's a minchas machvas, because what he's doing is bringing a minchas machvas, when the Kohen does a kmitza l'shem marcheshes, it's obviously a wrong machshava. Because once it's in a machvas, it is a machvas. So that's considered an obviously wrong machshava, and therefore we could ignore the machshava, the carbon is going to be kosher. So says the Gemara further though, but Vidilma, maybe the roa, the person who sees, is going to say that Omar, that the Bailam said about certain flour, that zu lahavi b'machvas, not stam, that he's harei alai, that I am committing to bring a minchas machvas. Maybe he said about this flower that this flower must be a machvas. Vehevi b'marcheshes, and he instead brought that flower in a marcheshes, and where it's going to then have kedushas machvas. It's then not going to become marcheshes. When you commit to bring a carbon in a machvas, and then you bring it in the marcheshes, so what you bring becomes a minchas marcheshes. But when you commit to bring this particular flower b'machvas, and then you bring it b'marcheshes, it does not turn into a minchas marcheshes. Because the Mishnah is going to say later on, Zula havi b'machvas, ve'evi b'marcheshes. If you commit to bring this flower in a machvas and you bring it in a marcheshes, or b'marcheshes ve'evi machvas, or vice versa, harezu psula, that's going to be puzzle, because you were makdish at l'shem machvas, so that's it. This flower is machvas. And if you bring it b'marcheshes, it doesn't turn into a minchas marcheshes. And a minchas machvas is not kosher unless it's in a machvas, not if it's in a marcheshes. So it turns out that according to the person who's watching, who thinks that the Bailam was Makdish at L'Shem Machvas, the Kohen is doing the Kemitza L'Shem Marcheshes, is the Kohen who's Kometz Marcheshes L'Shem Machvas, rather, is not telling a lie. He's just violating the way it's supposed to be brought. So it should passel because of Shinoi Kodesh. So says Gemara, yeah, you're right. L'Rabbanon Hachinami. According to the Rabbanon, who taught that Mishnah later on, way at the end of the Masechta, about Harezu Machvas, and that if you then bring it to Marcheshes, it's going to be passel, then in Hachinami. A Minchas Machvas, that you do a Kometz L'Shem Marcheshes, we assume that that your maisa is not mochiach, that it's really a machlas, and because it could be that you were makdish it l'shem archesha, so it could be that your maisa is not mochiach. But the Rabbi Shimon, but according to Rabbi Shimon in the Brisa, that halacha is not true. Kivan d'am Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon holds, if a guy says harei alai machvas, and then he brings it in a marcheshes, afidei nidro yotza. Rabbi Shimon holds, you're completely yotze, you're even yotze, you're neder. Alma kviyusa d'man of lo klumu, because Rabbi Shimon thinks that the particular type of kli that you bring it in is not relevant at all. You're yotze and neder of a minchas machvas, according to Rabbi Shimon, even when you bring it in a marcheshes. So lo shna amar zu, lo shna amar alai, and it doesn't matter whether you formulate it as zu, or you formulate it as a lie. So either way, it's going to be irrelevant. So now the Gemara says, okay, so let's challenge, going back to the challenges on Rabbah. So challenge number 6. Again, Rabbah's Yesod, just to constantly chazer over, Rabbah's Yesod is that when your Machshava Shalol Lishma is so obviously wrong, it's so obviously off base, we can ignore it, your carbon is kosher. When your Machshava Shalol Lishma is confusing, it may not be so obviously off base, then it's going to ruin the carbon. Then it's close enough to being true that it could possibly your carbon. So says Gemara Elamayata, if that rule is true, Ola Sheshachat Hashem Chatas Tiratza, that if you bring a carbon Ola, having in mind that it should be L'Shem Acharbon Chatas, it should work, because it's obviously not a Chatas. Why is your Ola obviously not a Chatas? The Haizachar Vahayna Keva, because an Ola is a male animal and a Chatas is a female animal. So says Gemara, not always. Kivan Deikasir Nasi Dezachar Hu Lo Yadia. Not every chatas is a female. There is a si'ir nasi, which is a chatas that is a male, so maybe it's not such an obvious mistake. So it says Gemara, Amr l'shem chatas yachin ma'ikel memar. Okay, so we'll refine the question a little more. Let's say you bring a carbon ola and you say that it's l'shem a chatas yachin. So you bring a male animal and you said l'shem not just chatas, you're more specific, l'shem a chatas yachin, which is always a female. So isn't that an obvious mistake? V'suin, I'll ask even further. Chatas yachid sheshachta l'shem ola. Let's say you do the reverse. You bring a chatas yachid, meaning a female animal, and you say that you're doing it l'shem ola, which is a male animal. So tiratzit should work, because everyone will see that it's a female that you're bringing, and so it's obviously not really an ola. The chatas nekeva v'yola zachar. Chatas is a nekeva, and an ola is a zachar. Says Gemara, mechasya ba'alya. It's not always so obvious whether an animal is male or female, because it has a tail that covers the Eivra Zachra, so you're not able to see whether it's a Zachar or an Akeva. Says Gemara, yeah, Hatena Checha Daisi Kivsa. That's true if you bring the kind of animal that has a tail, so the tail will cover it. But I see Si'ira Maikel Memer, if you bring a Si'ira, which it doesn't have a tail, so it's very obvious whether it's male or female. Says Gemara, El Ben Zacharim L'Nekeva Slava Daitai Di Inshi. There are Simonim, you know, it's obvious. If you're really looking, you'll be able to tell if it's male or female, but most people aren't looking that carefully. Meaning, if you bring an animal and you say that I'm bringing l'shem ola, most people aren't going to start examining the animal and say, oh, no, that's an akeva, that's not really an ola. They're just going to assume that you're telling the truth. They're not going to pay such careful attention. It's not like, when you see a human, just right away, when you see them, you could immediately categorize male, female. When you see an animal, it takes some examining. Most people aren't going to immediately be able to categorize to figure out whether it's a male or a female just by just by looking at them, which is an interesting idea that we assume that lava daitayu de inchi. Tosos and Masecha Sota has an interesting comment. Rabbi Yochanan over there says in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Masecha Sota, that the reason that we're masaking tefillah belachash, that we daven quietly, is to kedesh lo levayish over avera. We assume as part of our tefillah that we're asking mechila for our averos, and sometimes we specify our averos. So we don't want to embarrass people that, you know, you can be standing next to someone in shul and he's going through his whole list of averos and you're looking at the guy like, what? You know? So we don't want to embarrass the guy who's doing the averos. So that's why tefillah is belachash. It should be done quietly. And the Gemara says, and the raya to this is that the Torah didn't make a special place to bring a carbon chatas. It's shechted in the same place where you shecht a carbon ola, kadesh lo levayish over avera. If a person has to bring a carbon chatas, everyone shouldn't say, oh, that guy's bringing a chatas, he's a sinner. No, they'll think he's bringing an ola snedava, they'll think he's volunteering an ola. So the Gemara over there asks, but if a person brings a chatas, he'll still be embarrassed because everyone will see that he's bringing a female animal. An ola is a male, chatas is a female. So Gemara says, no, he could bring an animal that has a tail and no one will be able to tell. Says Gemara, okay, but that's only if he brings an animal that has a tail. What if he brings a si'ira? He brings an animal that doesn't have a tail. Everyone's going to realize that it's a chatas. So what would you expect the Gemara to answer? When you learn this, so you expect the Gemara to answer? No one's going to know. No one pays attention. It's not what the Gemara answers. The Gemara over there says, yeah, but then he's bringing the embarrassment upon himself. Like, he could have brought a kivsa. He decided to bring a se'ira. So, okay, he's obviously not so concerned about his own embarrassment. But the Gemara seems to assume, this Tosfos Kasha in Sotah Lamed Beis, the Gemara seems to assume that people do immediately recognize the difference between a male and a female. And over here, the Gemara assumes people do not immediately recognize the difference between a male and a female. So Tosfos over there says that in our sugya, that people are not mavkin bin zechon bin kevos, that's because the person is saying that he's shechting this karban l'shem Allah. Meaning, in the sugya in Sota, you just see a guy bringing a carbon. So, you know, Jews are curious. Oh, what's he doing over there? I wonder what kind of carbon that is. So they'll look a little bit, and then they'll be able, if as long as it doesn't have a tail, they'll be able to tell very quickly. But over here, you know, people are inherently honest. You know, you assume that when someone says, oh, I'm doing this l'shem Allah, okay, so I'm not going to look. I know what it is already. I know that it's an Allah. So that's what our Gemara is saying. People aren't going to be able to tell the difference. That's those, it seems like a balabatish teretz, but it's l'char, it's the pasha pshat, right? That's the teretz that Tosfos gives in Sota Daf Lamed Beis. Says the Gemara further, Pesach Sheshachtu l'shem Hashem l'irtzi. If you bring carbon Pesach l'shem carbon Hashem, it should be valid. Why? The high ben shan of a high ben shtayim. Because the age of the animal is totally different between a Pesach and an Hashem. So it's obviously incorrect, whatever machshavi you're having. Says the Gemara, no, kiman di'ika Hashem nazir v'Hashem mitzora lo psikale. Since there's Hashem nazir and Hashem mitzora that are the same age as a Pesach, so it's not so obvious that it's wrong. So, okay, but what if Amar Lushum Asham Gzelos, Lushum Asham Ilos, Maiklamemer? What if you're more specific about the type of Ash you've been bringing it as? Visu, and if you do it in the reverse, Asham Gzelos Vasham Ilos, Sheshachlan Lushum Pesach Lirtsu, it should count. The Pesach Ben Shanav, Ani Ben Shtei Shanim, because the Pesach is supposed to be a 1-year-old animal, these Ashamas are supposed to be 2-year-old animals, so it'll be obvious that it's not a Pesach. Everyone will see that it's a 2-year-old. Ela Bein Ben Shanav, Bein Ben Shtei Shanim, Lavadatayo De Inshi. People aren't always so great at guessing the ages of animals. They're not always going to be able to tell when it's a ben shana, when it's a ben shtei shana. So that's not considered something that is obviously off. So says Gemara again, another challenge. Si'ir sheshachtu l'shem Hashem lirtzi. If you bring a se'ir, l'shem a karban Hashem, it should work. Da'it semer v'hai se'ir, because a karban Hashem is supposed to have wool on it. A se'ir doesn't have wool, it just has hair. Se'ema dichru uchmahu. No, maybe we'll assume that it was a black ram that you already sheared, and that's why it looks like it doesn't have wool. Okay, says Gemara, egel u'par sheshachtan l'shem Pesach v'asham lirtzu. If you bring an egel or a par l'shem karban Pesach, it should be okay, because the egel or par be Pesach va'asham leka. There's no such thing as an egel or a par being brought as a carbon Pesach or as a carbon asham. So it should be an obvious mistake. It should be an obvious error. Says Gemara Enochinami, you're right. That would be kosher, because that is an obvious error. Umay zvachim, but Rabbi Shimon said that in the world of zvachim, when you do it shalol l'shma, that it's going to be possible, that it's going to ruin it. And here you have a case where it's not going to ruin it because your shalol l'shma is so obvious. Rov zvachim. We just went through 9 different ways that in most cases it's not going to be so obvious. But in a chinami, once in a while you'll find a case, even in the world of zvachim, where your shalol l'shma is so obviously wrong that it's still going to be kosher anyway. Okay, all of that was the discussion of Rabba's resolution of how to resolve the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, where Rabbi Shimon on the one hand says that shalol l'shma is going to be totally kosher and totally fine in all of the Bailam Shem Chova, and on the other hand says that no, it's not going to be okay. Now we move on to Rava. Rava Amar Lo Kasha. Kan become its mincha l'shem mincha, kan become its mincha l'shem zevach. If you do a kmitza of a carbon mincha l'shem a different carbon mincha, that's going to be kosher, all about l'shem chava, perfectly fine. But if you do a kmitza of a carbon mincha and say, oh yeah, this is a zevach, this is l'shem a zevach, that's totally off and that's going to passel it. Mincha l'shem mincha, why does that work? Because the pasuk says, v'zos Torah ha-mincha, Torah achas l'kol ha-menachos. So we assume that that all menachos are one category. Mincha l'shem zevach v'zos toras hamincha v'zevach lo ksiv. It never says v'zos toras hamincha v'zevach that they're all in one category. I v'atanim neisham hasem ochich melech kamar. Says Gemara, Rava, you're giving a fine explanation, but Rabbi Shimon was more explicit as to why he holds that it's going to be kosher. He said that when it's shalol l'shem it's kosher because ma'asem ochich melech, what you're doing is showing what it really is, not because zos toras hamincha. So hachi kamar. The way Rav understands Rabbi Shimon is that when your machshava is so off base and it's so obvious that it's wrong, that makes it worse, not better. And he's saying that even though your machshava is so off base and it should be possible, we have a chiddush of the pasuk zos taras mincha, that as long as it's in the category of mincha, it's still going to be kosher. Umay aval b'zvachim ein okein. And what does he mean when he says but by zvachim it's not so because it's the same shrita and same zrika and same everything? That even though by zvachim you would think that it is kosher because it's all the same shchita, it's all the same. So having machshava shlosh shema is not so off. No, nevertheless, it never says zos taras hamincha v'zevach. Elameyata chatas chel shashak l'shem chatas dam l'shem chatas avzcham l'shem chatas nazi l'shem chatas mitzora. Take sheira. If you bring one carbon chatas l'shem any other carbon chatas, it should be kosher according to this view of Rava. V'tiratza and shach count for this chiyuv. Why? Dam rachmana v'zos taras hachatas. Just like the Torah says zos taras hamincha, and therefore any carbon mincha brought l'shem any other carbon mincha is going to be kosher. The Torah says v'zos taras hachatas. So by the same logic, any carbon chatas brought l'shem any other carbon chatas should be kosher. Torah achus l'kol chatos. Says Gemara, yeah, Rabbi Shimon, nachinami. You're right. According to Rabbi Shimon, that would actually work. The rabbanon hamarav chatas chil shashak l'shem chatas dam l'shem chatas v'zchavim ksheira. According to the Rabbanan, a chatas chel that you shech, the shem chatas dam, the shem chatas avod zar is kosher, the shem chatas nazir, the shem chatas mitzora is pasul. The haini olos ba'adayu ninu. Because these are considered more like karbanos ola than they are like karbanos chatas. That's how Tosfos explains. Ravachabre derav, derava, masinle lekulu lepsula. He says, no, any chatas l'shem, any other chatas is going to be pasul. Because v'shachat osa l'chatas, the pasuk says, l'shem oso chatas, the special that specifically by chatas you need to be as specific as possible. You need to have it l'shem that exact carbon chatas. And now we have the third approach to resolve Rabbi Shimon. Rav Ashi Amar lo kasha kan bekometz machvas l'shem marcheshes kan bekometz minchas machvas l'shem minchas marcheshes. When you say that you bring a machvas l'shem marcheshes, you're not talking about carbonos. You're talking about pans. That's not going to ruin anything. A machshava of a different pan will not ruin anything. But when you say it's a minchas machvas l'shem Minchas marcheshes, that will ruin it because now you're labeling the carbon. Machvas l'shem marcheshes b'mana kamachashiv machshav b'mana lo pasul. You're just talking about kalim. Kalim aren't going to pasul. Minchas machvas l'shem minchas marcheshes b'mincha de pasul b'machshav kamachashiv. You're actually having a machshav about a different carbon. V'hatana so says Gemara mipnei shamaseh mochich melakamar. But wait, didn't Rabbi Shimon explain that the reason that it was kosher shalol l'shma by the mincha was because maseh mochich melakamar, meaning a Rav Ashi, you're giving a fine answer, but it's not. It doesn't explain Rabbi Shimon's words. So no, hachikamer. Same thing we said for Rava before. Hachikamer. Avogav de machshava minkara iti pasel. Even though it's a machshava de minkara, where it would be more of a reason to assume that it should be that it should be pasel because it's so obviously off. Umay avol bezvach meinokene. And what does avol bezvach meinokene mean? Avogav de shchita achas l'kula. And even though machshava shlol shema by a zevach is not so obviously wrong. Zrika achasukulan. It's the same shchita for all of them. It's the same zrika for all of them. Kabbalah achasukulan. Bezvicha de pasla be machshava kamachashev. Wait a second. Rabbi Shimon also said that if you bring a chareva mishum belula, that it's going to be kosher. But isn't that fundamental to the nature of the carbon and not just a kli? So shouldn't that be pasul? No, he doesn't say that l'shem a carbon that's belula. L'shem bila, meaning that he's bringing it to do some sort of bila. But now he's not defining the carbon that way. shlam nami l'shem shlam bialma. Well, then in the world of zevach also, when you bring l'shem shlamim, maybe it just means to bring peace between me and my maker. But it has nothing to do with the shem karban. It says, no, hachi hashli, you can't compare the two. Hasam zevach gufa ikri shlamim. A karban shlamim is called shlamim. Dichsev hamakrives dam hashlamim. Hazorekes dam hashlamim. But hacha mincha gufa mi ikri blula. The karban mincha is never called blula. The word blula is never a reference alone. The word blula alone is never a reference to the karban mincha. Because what does the pasuk say? V'kol mincha blula bashemen ksiv. Blula bashemen ikri, blula stama lo ikri. It's called blula bashemen, but it's not called blula stam. It's never just called blula. So if you say that you're bringing a chareva l'shem bila, that's not redefining the shem karban. You're just stam saying bila. Bila is not a word that means karban. But if you say that you're bringing a chatos l'shem shlamim, no, shlamim is an actual shem karban. That's going to actually pasul the karban. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with why each one doesn't want to give the answer of the other one to explain Shitas Rabbi Shimon.